up, what up? It's the kid, Polo Paul, the host of the Man Stash Podcast, and today I am here with yet another episode of the Man Stash Minute. Once again, the Man Stash Minute will be highlighting prominent figures within Black history in honor with Black History Month. Each day, I will cover one of our own to give information, inspiration, insight, and appreciation of those who have sacrificed, trailblazed, and broke through social, economic, racial, and civil injustices within the Black community. I am honored, excited, and proud to introduce this great figure to the listeners out there. This gentleman is one of my biggest idols, and I have thoroughly enjoyed the work, art, and legacy of this amazing man. He is none other than the late, great Richard Claxton Gregory, better known as Dick Gregory. So stay tuned and enjoy the latest episode of the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
So today we are highlighting Dick Gregory here on the Man Stash Minute. He was best known for being a comedian, where he got his big break performing as a stand-up comedian at the Playboy Club in the early 1960s. Known for his sophisticated layer of humor that took on racial issues of that day, Gregory became a comedian headliner and a trailblazer for other African-American comedians, including Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby. He also participated as an activist in the civil rights movement and eventually ran for political office. In his later years, he worked as a lecturer and pursued his interest in health and fitness. Within his early years, Mr. Gregory was born the second of six children on October 12, 1932, in St. Louis, Missouri. Gregory grew up in crippling poverty. His father abandoned the family, leaving his mother to work long hours as a maid to support the family. At an early age, Gregory found the power of comedy to defend himself against childhood bullies. Quote, "They were going to laugh anyway, but if I made the jokes, they laugh with me instead of at me," unquote. He wrote in his 1964 autobiography, quote, "After a while, I could say anything I wanted. I got a reputation as a funny man, and then I started to turn the jokes on them." In high school, he also became a track star and showed a thirst for activism when he protested against segregated schools. He was later accepted to Southern Illinois University, where he excelled in track, and in 1954, he was drafted into the Army. He began performing stand-up comedian at this time, and after winning a talented contest, he became part of the Army's Entertainment Division. Within his stand-up career, after his return to the States, Gregory worked as an MC at various Chicago clubs, honing his craft, working the comedy circuit while taking on odd jobs. His trailblazing style of humor tackled racial issues and socio-political topics pulled straight from the contemporary headlines. Gregory's big break came in 1961 at Hugh Hefner Playboy Club in Chicago, with the comedian as a replacement act, performing in front of a room of white executives visiting the segregated South. Nonetheless, Gregory was a huge success and became a crossover star. It was the first time they had seen a Black comic who was not bucking odds, wasn't dancing and singing, telling mother-in-law jokes, said Gregory in a 2000 Boston Globe interview. "Just talking about what I read in the newspaper." The comedian had his run at the club extended by weeks and went on to be a national comedy headliner. That same year, Gregory made history when he appeared on Jack Parr's Tonight Show after making it clear he wanted to be invited to sit on the couch to chat with the host, like white entertainers, becoming the first African-American guest to do so. After his appearance, Gregory became a recurring guest on the show. He released popular albums in Living Black and White in 1961 and Dick Gregory Talks Turkey in 1962. Going through his civil rights activism, Gregory was at the forefront of the civil rights movement during the 1960s and became friends with pivotal figures including Dr. Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, which I highlighted previously on this episode. He was arrested dozens of times because of his activism. While jailed in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963, he wrote that he received the first really good beating I ever had in my life. He continued his political activism throughout the 1960s. He unsuccessfully ran against Richard Daley in 1967 for the office of mayor of Chicago. A year later, he also ran for U.S. president as a write-in candidate with the Freedom and Peace Party during the electoral showdown between Richard Nixon and Hubert H. Humphrey. Within his later years, Gregory became devoted to his health and fitness, adopting a vegetarian diet and examining issues related to diet within African-American communities. He became a noted university lecturer and also regularly went on to hunger strikes to bring awareness to various global issues, including the Vietnam War, women's rights, apartheid in South Africa, police brutality, and American Indians' rights. During the mid-1980s, the comedian slash activist launched a weight loss business known as the Slim Safe Bohemian Diet. He eventually filed a lawsuit against his business partners and experienced major financial troubles that led to the loss of his family's 40-acre farm in Plymouth, Massachusetts. In his later years, Gregory became known for supporting various conspiracy theories about the assassination of Dr. King, John and Robert Kennedy, the crack cocaine epidemic, the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He also turned away from stand-up for a time, preferring to stay out of clubs where liquor was served, but he later made his way back to performing. In 1996, he starred in the critically well-received off-Broadway production, Dick Gregory Live. The comedian slash activist also authored a number of books, including Nigger, an autobiography in 1964. In the foreword, he wrote to his deceased mother, "Wherever you are, if you ever hear the word nigger again, remember they are advertising my book." He spoke out about the controversial word in the title of his book in a 2002 interview with NPR. Quote, "I said, let's pull it out of the closet. Let's lay it out there. Let's deal with it. Let's dissect it." Unquote, he said. Quote, "It should never be called the N-word." Unquote. His other books include No More Lies, The Myth and Reality of American History in 1971. Dick Gregory's Natural Diet for Folks Who Eat, Cooking with Nature, published in 1973, and the memoir Callous on My Soul in 2000. In 1959, Gregory married Lillian Smith. They had 11 children, which all became successful in their own right. However, one son, Richard Jr., died in infancy. Gregory acknowledged that his wife was the primary emotional caretaker of their children due to the demands of his career. In 1999, Gregory was diagnosed with lymphoma, but refused chemotherapy and instead turned to diet and alternative treatments. The cancer actually went into remission. Subsequently, he died on August 19, 2017 at the age of 84. This man has brought great insight, inspiration, motivation, thought, and the conscious dialect and narrative to not only our Black family and communities, but our white counterparts as well. This man is truly a leader, trailblazer in his own right. Every profession, every hobby, every skill, and everything that he did, he moved within the purpose, passion, and deliverance to propel the Black community and the Black conscious forward. He has inspired me to read tons of his books, YouTube interviews, and a lot of his lectures. He inspired me to actually make this podcast to inspire those young men and women out there within the Black community that want to make something better of themselves and make an impact not only into the world, but in the family and in, within the Black home. I hope that today this episode brings joy, insight, and happiness just as much as the laughter within his legacy has. Until next time, Stashers, this is your host, Polo Pool, signing out. Wow.
I love you, Daddy.